And if it's possible, by offering two salutes, which are very dear to the Supreme Personality of God. Om Agyanati Vinandasyo Vinandana Salakaya Chakshurumitanjana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachanam Gunangayate Kirim Yat Kripata Namade Paramananda Madhavan Sri Chittaya Nisvara Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvasti Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunjavadi Chatyadasa Tadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Vanchagal Bhagavachana Kripasa Namaste Jaya Sri Prabhupada, Sri Sri Vaya Madhava, Sri Sri Gornita Naki, today's Kalasa. So we are following this very important narration, a real narration. It's not fiction. Sometimes we are very far away in our observations, pratyaksa, anumana, in our observation, in our conclusion about life, people and things. So we confuse. We are already confused. This body is the dress. We are very confused already because we have taken this body as a sign of our immemorial confusion. We are wandering in this universe, Nitya Badas, eternally conditioned. So in this confusion, sometimes we have a hard time to understand which is real, what is illusion. It's very hard to understand. At least we have the intervention in our life. We have the participation of great authorities, like in this case, Narada Muni, or his bona fide representative, Srila Prabhupada, and the previous acharyas, which are belong to the self-realized society of human beings. They are societies of self-realized personalities and are societies of eternal conditioned beings. This verse, which is very important, especially today, Srila Prabhupada say, Ekadasi, a wonderful day to execute austerities. Just listened yesterday a class given in Vrindavan by Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada said, without austerities, without sacrifice, there is no possible to become strong. So Prabhupada said, the sense gratification destroys the attempt to approach to the reality. By practice austerities, we become strong. And we can defeat at least the influence of ignorance in our existence. So here Dhruva Maharaj, in his situation, was very, he was surrendered with a very favorable environment that he can practice austerities, that he can keep his sense completely fixed to the Supreme Personality of God. He was preparing himself. Prabhupada said in the light of the Bhagavata, in the advent of the rainy season. So, this situation is like when the Brahmanas, they are not qualified. They pronounce the mantras in Sanskrit, the devas, they cannot understand what they say because they don't pronounce properly. So there never is connection. Sometimes when we are from other countries and we speak, our sounds, our accent is hard to understand. So I will try to do my best to communicate it properly. Uh, Yes, Dhruva Maharaj, empowered by the strong, powerful instruction, siksha of this such a great authority as Narada Muni, Krishna Das Kavya Goswami, regarding the power of destruction, the bija of the mantra. Mantra, it is a subtle element, instrument, a body, very subtle body, very higher subtle body. The sutras, the codes, transcendental codes, which the higher authorities try to explain some reality which is unaccessible to us in this state of life, conditioned life. So Krishna Das Kavya Goswami say, Kali Kalira Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana, Krishna Sakti Bina Nahetara Pravartana. So at least there is no real connection with the real source of all life and knowledge, the Supreme. There is no possible to practice spiritual life in ourselves. What to speak, to transmit, to pass into other beings, the conception of real spiritual life. So Lord Chaitanya say, Vidya Bhado Jivana, acknowledge is something like a lotus which are forever in our heart. Vidya Bhado, Bhado, wife, right? So acknowledge and soul, they are together eternally. There is some misconnection. The soul got disconnected to the source. There is no Krishna Sakti Bina Nahetara Pravartana. The influence of the Lord, the energy of the Lord, there is not there in the mantra and instruction. So Rupa Maharaj, he have received the essence of the old instructions, which are called bija. Bija is the roots, is the life of the mantra. When we are receiving this transcendental song from the real authority, from the self-realized personality, there is the life of the eternal devotional service we manifested in our heart. Prabhupada says something similar in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If the practitioner in the beginning very sincerely are trying to purify himself by his attempt to defeat ignorance, by the grace of Radhini Shakti, he will be able to feel some emotions and realizations. This is the level of Avideya. Avideya is the beginning of the practice of that such a powerful instruction. So yes, we're talking about the light of the Bhagavata. Srila Prabhupada said, when the rainy season approach, advent, when the advent of the rainy season, the rain wash up the mud of the rivers, of the environment. Same way, with a sincere human beings, they take shelter at the lotus feet of the right, real, bona fide spiritual master. All his sins, all his contaminations, they are washing away. They are washing away by the power of the instruction. So we are former Christians. We used to hear that Jesus, there was the water of life. So in the Christianisms and the Catholicisms, we were born Catholic. We have that foundation of Jesus. We used to hear when we was a child, our mother used to take us to the church to get a speech from the Father. Same thing what we do now. We just take our kids to the temples that they can get association. They can become like Dhruva Maharaj. They become self-realized. This is the position of the parents. So we used to hear that Jesus was the life, the water of life. that Prabhupada confirmed that when he said the same way the rain was out the contaminations of mud. When we are receiving association, a superior influence of such a great acharyas, for sure all our contaminations will be washing away from our existence, and we can have a clear perception of the reality. This is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam. When we receive the instruction of such a great authorities, we start to receive the refreshing, cool influence of the moon. So the appearance also, always the authorities, the previous authorities, they are trying to give examples about the refreshing experience and the conditioned souls by being touched with great authorities, Sadhu Sangha, right? Sadhu Sangha. Through Amaras, he will be ready, free from all misconception. Sarupadi vinivurta, taparatunanirana, nirmalana, hrisikesa hrisikena, sevanabhakti vyuchati. By practicing the austerities, by offering to the Lord with all his heart, mind, and soul, Admani Vedanam, he will be able to prepare himself for taking darshan of the Lord. Also, we are in this very auspicious season of Kartika, Damodar, Brata. We are offering wicks, lamps every day. So what is the meaning of this worship the Lord with life, with energies, like I say here, you know? So in the beginning, Dhruva Maharaj, he offered leaves, tulsi, the trees, the skin, the offering, whatever was available. And in the future, he will offer himself, his Atmanivedana, all his life. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, regarding offering our life, our prana, Pranadana means giving our life. Everything belongs to the Lord, everything belongs to Krishna. He's the owner. He said, Prema Pradipe Arotik Sorva. My dear Lord, I will worship you with the lamp of my heart, with the deepa of my feelings. So, also this is the meaning of Diwali, the conks of the human beings. By the grace of the Lord, over the ignorance, the light defeats the darkness of our life, our environment. So through Amaras, they are prepared to perform devotional service in the most high state of realization. So this story also is in the Bhagavatam about through Amaras. How a simple child, in that time he was able to approach to the Lord. Sometimes we see kids in our society, by themselves, they have that strong aspiration. They have this strong desire to perform devotional service, to approach to Guru Mangalarti. I used to see every day two brother and sister, which they come in very early in the morning. I think in the winter also they will come too. They are very focused, they are very determined to attend properly the programs. They are chanting japa and they are very regulated, stable, you know. Sometimes we ask to our seniors, devotees, why the devotees living in such a nice place, such very auspicious, favorable like Mayapur, they have a hard time to go to the programs, to participate, to associate in this sangha, sadhu sangha. Devotees say, well, the age, they are this, and this, and this, and that. You know? So many excuses, they are there to justify why the people, they don't attend the programs. And sometimes say, no, but they executing programs in their house, this, and this, that. But we are here in Mayapur. So it's nice to make a sport and take our body, to carry our body out of our home and presenting our body humbly before the deity, before the spiritual master. So regarding age in this text, we can see the determination can be possible in the life of a child, also in the life of others. There is no time, there is no life, there is no time of excuse to avoid, perform sacrifice, austerities for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord and His pure representative. So one day I was in Alachua, His Holiness Navayogendra Maharaj, he was giving class. At the end of the class, he asked, is any comments, any question? And one devotee, our girl brother, very well established in Sankirtan Jagyas, very famous to wow in Sankirtan, he said, Maharaj, look like Srila Prabhupada, he was not really into or familiar the Western psychology, you know, because it looked like he didn't know that the Western, they have a hard time to give up attach, to give up Maitunya, Vaya, Hara, Nidra, sleeping, eating, defending, and mating. Because if Prabhupada knew that the Western people have so many difficulties to give up sense gratification, he never will request to his disciple to take sannyas. Because it's so austere, it's so difficult for the Western society to practice austerities, because we are grow. The sense gratifications is there even in our, in the beginning of our genetic, biologic formation. The cell, they are already in the cell. The tendency to independent, to be atheist, to be a sense enjoyer, right? And now Yogendra Maharaj say, in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada was a massive preacher. Nobody than him knew very well the nature, the psychology, the mind of the Western people. Regarding austerities, all we doing austerities to perform progress in our life, to get progress in our life, and please our authorities, our spiritual master, or will we do austerities in the time of death, facing the hell and go to the hell by having hold a life of sense gratification and name of religiosity. So that was very, very, very heavy, powerful instruction of Navayogendra Maharaj. So, and I remember about the austerities in that class when we, the first time when we came here, 1980, we already had some notion about how Prabhupada instructed us to worship the deity with punctuality, with sacrifice, make a garlands every day, change the flowers every day. Like I say here in the purpose of Prabhupada, collecting any type of material which was suitable in that circumstance and place to worship the Lord. Tulsi leaf was not there, but was so many other flowers in our country. So we have an idea before already when we came to India that Prabhupada wants we worship the deity with complete, total dedication, without consideration for ourselves. In the winter time, sometime in Western countries, winter very cold, wake up early in the morning. At that time, there was not that much facilities for taking hot shower, heaters, or even clothes. We was running out of clothes, a heater, was no cold water, you know. 5 degrees minus other countries, 30 below zero. In our country, 5 degrees below zero, cold water. So we came to India, and Prabhupada always say, we remember there was the spirit of Sankirtan. Let the neophyte stay in the temple, ring the bell, and the, you know, the devotees, the real preachers go out and preach. And Prabhupada used to say that some of his relatives, from the family of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, slowly, slowly, they give up the inspiration, they give up the instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and just keep it the deity to get his daily life of prasad and this and this and that. So we came thinking, we came to India with that idea in 1980, and we start to visit the other brothers from other institutions, and we was realizing that what Prabhupada says through, the devotees was not worshiping the deity properly in that time. They used to put paper flowers, and they used to be there, bang the gong all day, chanting and collecting donations and maintain themselves without being engaged in such a strong preaching mission like Srila Prabhupada was encouraged us to be. So to be a preacher required sacrifice and renunciation. But this renunciation is very pleasing in the heart, because Lord Chaitanya say, this is like Chandrika Vitaranam Vidavadhuja Ananda Buddhivaranam Pratiparanam Purnamita Swaranam. And every step that we give with a lot of sacrifice, also there is opportunity to give one step in the ocean, in the unlimited ocean of a spiritual pleasure, when we are sure that we're doing exactly something which is connected eternally with the reality. It is pratiparnam purnamrita swadhanam, and also that happiness which in the beginning appeared like austerity, like an attempt against our condition, constitutional of enjoy, will be an opportunity to approach to the real happiness. So, I remember this regarding worship or deity, that Prabhupada said, in India, it's very common that people keep the deities just to get some benefits for maintaining the life, the family, the relatives. So, on one occasion, Ramanujacharya, he was traveling in South India, established the Hinduism, the fittings, the impersonalists. Shankaracharya established the authority of the Vedas, the fit Buddha, Madhavacharya, Ramanujacharya. So, by the practice of devotional service, the devotee, they have a different natural powers, even he doesn't want that. But he have a special vision, right, for things, people, situations. Prabhupada one time, regard the vision, tell some devotee, I see Maya in your eyes. Right? Was a very advanced devotee. He told the devotee, I see Maya in your eyes. Everybody was confused. Prabhupada, see Maya. Prabhupada can see everything. So Ramanujacharya, he was able to to develop, to manipulate it, so intuition, right? Capacity to see things, to perceive, even in the subtle level. So as a brahmana, we used to deviate, utilize the property of the Lord in the form of the deity by his own benefit. So somebody told him, Pandit, Ramanujacharya is on the way to here. He will come into this temple to take a darshan and to take charanamrita. So this pujari got very scared, fearful, that because he knew the reputation of Ramanuja, he knew that Ramanujacharya was capable to see things what the ordinary people cannot see, you know. But we can see his material elements. We see face, we see interaction of Parinamabada. The elements transform, it's only what we can see. But we don't see the reasons why the things happen around our life, or how the things happen in our own body. Ramanujacharya, he was another level, Sudasattva, several life, Acharya. So this Brahmana got scared, and he said, well, I need to kill Ramanujacharya. So he decided to buy Ramanujacharya to take it lunch and poison the food. And one other thing happened, that the wife was very sensitive and started to cry. Maharaj, my husband want to kill you, want to poison you. He said, I already know that. I know that, but just nothing. What to do? So next day, the Brahmana, he put poison in the Charanamrita of Ramanujacharya. And then Ramanujacharya, of course, he knew that. He went to take a darshan Govinda. So Pujari said, Maharaji, Charanamrita. So he took the Charanamrita, which was poison, with the power to kill 10 horses. He took that as a yogi. Prabhupada was 6 months almost without eating anything, just keeping his life, preparing the last instructions. He was completely owner of his own existence by the grace of the Lord. So we can understand by the example of Srila Prabhupada how previous master, they have the power to manipulate the elements in their own body or out of their own body, only with the benefit, for the benefit, to illuminate the conditioned souls. So Ramanujacharya took this, he was with many disciples, always many disciples very close to him, like Srila Prabhupada used to go with many disciples to everywhere. He took that poison, concluding his darshan, paid his pranams to the Supreme Lord, and went back to preach every town and village. So the pujari closed the curtain very fast, and he think, I will try to find the body of Ramanujacharya, and then organize nice samadhi for him, and down and get some, collecting some money. So he saw a crowd there, near of the temple, so there is the body of Ramanujacharya. When he approached to that crowd, was Ramanuja in transit, static transit of love for God in Aishvarya Rasa. We know that he was worshiping Aishvarya Rasa. So, and this pujari was very, very impressed. He got very emotionate, affected, and he revealed to Ramanuja that he was poisoning him. In that time, Ramanuja decided to initiate him as his disciple. So, this is regarding worship deity. Prabhupada tells us that we should apply the most possible of austerities and sacrifice to worship the Lord, like Prabhupada said, the purpose. The fact that there is no tulsi leaves in the temples or in any other countries, that doesn't mean we're going to reduce our worship to the Lord. We're going to increase, we're going to utilize the Rambi Buddhism one time, the Lord will give intelligence to us that we can find the best way to worship the Lord. So, Mahaprabhu Kirtanani Tagita, that is what we sing every day. And also we say, Sirra Lago Minda Prema, Sada Janavasa. Every day we just describe the activities of a spiritual master, that is the cloak of the mercy, is engaged in the temple, worship the Lord, chanting and dancing in ecstasy, experimenting different type of higher feelings. We pray to Tulsi Devi, Sada Janavasi. Without the mercy of Tulsi Devi, we beg into Tulsi Devi, please let me be Dambasi and can have the opportunity to worship Radha Krishna, to have my place eternally in the above of the Lord, and can worship Him and get close to the pastime of Sisi Radha Govindaji. So we are pray every day, every single day we pray for that. So, when we are back to our real life in the day, we have the challenge to apply all these instructions. We have the challenge to apply all these instructions of what we pray every day in our own particular life. That is our real life. Otherwise, everything will be very difficult, and we will establish that difficult is the reason why we are not So we will address the things and name of difficulties. There's many difficulties. And also even here in Mayapur or any holy place is such a big responsibility. It's such a big responsibility because we try to present it to the human society, the ideal model of spiritual life. So we have a special responsibility here to practice properly whatever Srila Prabhupada has instructed for all human society. If we cannot practice in here whatever Srila Prabhupada has taught us, especially in the time of departure, when Srila Prabhupada was ready to conclude it, his eternal pastime, his eternal lilas in this planet Earth, Srila Prabhupada utilized every second of this last time here to instruct the importance to attending properly, regularly, the all activities regarding Saranabhati, has the only chance to get over from the influence of the ignorance, tamaguna, and become illuminated, become enlightened by practice constantly spiritual life. So if we don't put the things as it is, how Prabhupada really was for the ideal of human society in our holy place, how we can preach to the human society or in other countries. Like for example, during Radharastami, I went to some kind of society, brother society, other Gaudiya Mats. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock. I was searching for rooms to rent. You know? And somebody said, oh, if you go such a Gaudiya Mat. So these acharyas of this mat, they go to the Western countries and talking about praying in some higher state of realizations and this and that. But when I went to that place, the same brahmacharis was reading newspaper in the day of Radhastami, in the office, you know, looked like it, but the physiognomic for the face was wake up no earlier than 6 o'clock, 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So, but these personalities go to our countries, they pick it up, innocent people, and they tell stories about Swarupa Siddhi, Rasika this and that, but they are not able to encourage to raise up their own people in the holy place of Sri Dhammayapur. And I remember always Srila Prabhupada, when I go to wander around to see, to check how they're doing, they're happy, they preach or not, if they're doing hard enough, they wake up early, or they follow the proper procedures established for Srila Prabhupada. I remember Prabhupada, that Prabhupada was so special, was unique, real representative of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, a real representative of Narada Muni. Because besides Srila Prabhupada, nobody else have the power to encourage people, raise up early in the morning, face so many austerity that devotees of ISKCON has faced in the past to establish Krishna consciousness. Like in Canada, I went to Montreal in 2007. I had the opportunity to meet Guru Prasad Prabhu there. It was 30 years of celebration for installation of Radha Samasunda. So the devotees in Canada, they were so sensitive, so very personalistic, that they take the trouble to invite the seniors, pioneers of Montreal. So Montreal was the third temple opened by Srila Prabhupada. New York, San Francisco, Montreal. So the devotees organized a very nice assembly of Krishna Gata. And the seniors, pioneers of Montreal ISKCON program, they say how hard it was in winter time practice Krishna consciousness, wearing devotional clothes, dirty kurta, chada, and 30 degrees below zero, go to Harinam. But they were so ecstatic, they were so inspired by the association of Srila Prabhupada. They were so inspired that was an austerity for them. There was a pleasure doing whatever was necessary to please Srila Prabhupada, such a unique great master, completely merciful. So that we have to be sure that we are practicing what Prabhupada said, and in this holy place of Sridhar Mayapur, which is the manifestation of Srila Prabhupada's desire to worship Nityagauranga, we are capable to do any type of austerities, any type of sacrifice which is necessary to carry out the order of Srila Prabhupada, to carry out the order of the Parampara. That we should make sure that the whole community is completely engaged in practicing Krishna consciousness, because we know that the only way to be really happy by practicing Krishna consciousness according with the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. And this type of happiness we can share with older people. We have a Murari Das from Argentina, 85 years old. Sometimes he eats, sometimes he doesn't eat, but he comes every day to Mangalarti. One devotee gave me the excuse, oh, sometimes devotees that older body. But what happened with Murari? He hardly gives you basis, he carried cane. He's a stick all the time, but he comes to Mangalarti. He's a kid. See a Russian boy with his sister every day, Mangalarti, fixed, chanting, no gossiping, no prajapati, just concentrating the Lord. Same thing, Murari. We have the two extremes, the older ones and the younger ones. So we have a good examples. We should follow the good examples. We should take association with people which really are interested to practice Krishna consciousness. If somebody, they don't feel inspired to practice Krishna consciousness according to Srila Prabhupada's instruction, we very kindly, with our feelings, our love, we go to see that person. Same how we have some problem in our body, we see that the liver or the kidneys or something is disconnected in our body, we just go to the doctor to try to accommodate, reconnect it, that organ to the normal function of the body. Same thing when we see some particular situation which are not really matched with the idea, we should go and try to reconnect it, that family of that person, to the reality of practicing Krishna consciousness. Because we know for sure that is the only way to be real happy and to be free from your material anxiety, from your material difficulties. When Srila Rupa Goswami explained the six main benefits of practicing devotional service, so the Chandrika Vitaranam, Chandrika Vitaranam, Vitaranam, Vita, Latin, Vida, life, in Sanskrit, Vita. Rupa Goswami said, the first symptoms when we are practice real devotional service is the release of the anxiety of the suffer situation. So when we see somebody suffer, it's because, unfortunately, that person is disconnected. So it's our mission. If we like to be part of this Sankirtan, which is a community practice of devotional life, to help people reconnected and back to Krishna, back to Srila Prabhupada. So this is a very nice opportunity that we are here granted with this opportunity. We should take the most benefit of our esteemed Mahaprabhu. By our own sacrifice and example, we can humbly desire to inspire other people practicing spiritual life. And also, will we be able to receive, to welcome visitors, not only Western visitors, Indian visitors, local visitors from any state. I see in these 2 months people coming from everywhere, for Hassan, Puri, South India, Chennai. I have the opportunity to meet a great personality from other state. Very nice people, very sweet people. Even the local, the villagers, they are, planters, they're planting rice, they're working hard, they make a lot of sacrifice to come in here, big families, they raise small money by doing whatever they do there, but they come in here with a lot of devotion, they pass through so many austerities, waiting there in the line, waiting here under the rain, in the hut, little prasad, sometimes they have little khichdi only, water of Ganga, we drink purified water, they drink water, pure Ganga water, you know, so whatever water available. So this is Sankirtan moment, and means we should prepare ourselves to be conscious of everything especially any human beings or any living entity, which is our own life. This is the essence of Harinam Sankirtan. Always conscious about everything, forgetting our own life, our own needs or necessities. Para dukkha dukkhi. We hear that all the time. Para dukkha dukkhi. See people sad by seeing other people sad. People care about people. Yeah? So we forget about us. We don't need anything. We just need Krishna consciousness. Other people need help, need examples, need welcome, hugs, different things. Sukha, para sukha, sukhi. Sukhi, I'm happy because everybody's happy. People that are happy, I'm really happy. So what I can do in my own? Just go to the province, invite people, go to the province, chanting Hare Krishna. And that way we have such a nice community where everybody is happy. We reduce our expense, you know, we reduce expense to the level of simple living, higher thinking. Right? How the people living before? I came here 30 years ago. I remember it was very peaceful environment. Vrindavana, such a nice environment. Nice, sweet, going parikram in the morning, in winter, hot summer. People have a simple living, brajavasis, cows everywhere, here too. But now, it's 30 years, so many things have changed. You know, by our Western influence, by our seeking for so many material necessities, when we need only simple living, higher thinking. You know? So we have a lot of things to do here. We have a lot of many challenges in the future. As long as we are practicing properly, we can see things. We can cooperate for transformation. We can participate in individual transformations or a massive transformation. How Prabhupada was participating in so many massive transformations involving thousands and millions of living entities. Only Prabhupada can do that. Only Prabhupada. We will see how Dhruva Maharaj will influence the whole universal situation by his practices. We can understand that, how Srila Prabhupada was influenced millions of beings by his preaching. It was a big transformation. Even in India, we can see India before Prabhupada and India after Srila Prabhupada. So many good things has happened in India after Srila Prabhupada started his massive universal movement of Harinam and Sankirtan. So we should live in that mode and then we will be, we will have the opportunity to realize how important is our participation in this movement of Sankirtan. I will be happy when we have the opportunity to influence other people. That is preaching mission. Influence other people by our activities. Whatever we can say to help them in Krishna consciousness. Whatever we can go to aboard people and to connecting people. For the best benefits of spiritual realizations. So thank you very much, brothers and sisters, devotees. I will take this last 5 minutes or whatever for comments, questions. Should senior devotee here like to comment? Then some comments or questions. Srila Prabhupada.